I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. It's easy to sit back and passively receive the latest news and form opinions about current events, but is that how Jesus wants his people to respond? George Husney with Horizons International.
A lot of people have opinions about whether Russia is right or Ukraine or Hamas or Israel. As Christians, we cannot sit back without a heart of compassion for those who are suffering on all sides.
Christians should be aware of current events and gospel opportunities so they can turn compassion into action. There's a lot of need in our world today. The Lord will reveal where and how he wants you to serve. He only asks for a willing heart.
I heard a pastor once say that every soul without Christ is a mission field, and every soul in Christ is a missionary.
Please ask the Lord to help you see the world through his eyes. Galatians 3:28 says all Christians are one in Christ Jesus. Heart for Lebanon stands on this in the deeply divided Middle East. They serve to help people break free from the cycle of violence and hatred. Elio Constantine with Heart for Lebanon.
The answer is easier said than done. It's through Christ and Christ alone. How do we do that? Through unconditional love, patience, grace, and mercy.
The team builds trusting relationships with families from all ethnic backgrounds. Their love has led to hearts opening to the gospel and two diverse churches gathering. Bring this story home by asking yourself who your perceived enemies are.
Show them the love of Christ that you have witnessed. That is the only way to move past and break the cycle of hatred and despair that we've been living in globally.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.